Welcome back to the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. If you're into documentaries, you're probably familiar with PBS. Frontline, American Experience, and Ken Burns may come to mind. Now public television is trying out a new way of documenting American life, one that's particularly apt during this pandemic and more recently protests sparked by the killing of George Floyd. They're having viewers submit their own video using the technology found in their pockets, their phones. The initiative is called American Portrait. And Illinois Public Media, the PBS station in Urbana, is producing its own version of the American Portrait storytelling series as told through the lens of six people in central Illinois who've been documenting their lives each week since late February. The documentary, again, is called American Portrait, Central Illinois, Living Through the COVID-19 Pandemic. It premieres tonight, Thursday, as we're going to air. Joining us now is Keith Sutherland. She graduated this spring from Central High School in Champaign and documented her experience for American Portrait, Central Illinois. Kia, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me today.
Also joining us is Reverend Leah Roberts Mazur from Community United Church of Christ, a progressive Christian church in Champaign. Reverend Roberts Mazur, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks. And Kia, congratulations on your graduation.
Thank you so much.
And also with us is Sarah Edwards. She's a senior producer at Illinois Public Media. She produced and edited American Portrait Central Illinois. Sarah, welcome back to the 21st.
Thank you very much for having me.
And Sarah, in just a bit, we'll play a clip here of all the voices in this documentary. But let's start by having you tell us just a bit about how these people in Central Illinois went about documenting their lives.
Well, this project was really a first for WILL and for me as a filmmaker, in that it was documented entirely on iPhone, Android, and for the interviews that you see in the documentary on Zoom, because we were not allowed to take cameras to anybody. It was, you know, at the very start of the pandemic. So it was, you know, it was a new experience. I had, you know, I sat back and had everybody just submit the videos to me, and I dealt with the weird audio that came in and sometimes shaky visuals, although there really was not a whole lot of that because these guys were very, very good and very savvy at shooting their own videos.
What was the timeline like? When did they start recording, and when were their most recent videos recorded?
I think the first video came in at the end of March. And the last videos came in just last week as I was in the editing bay finishing up the show. So it was very last minute. And in fact, you know, the protests occurred right as I started the edit. So it was a very last minute it ended up a very last minute project. So
sure. Well, let's play a clip here with some of the voices from the documentary American Portrait Central Illinois Living Through the COVID-19 Pandemic.
Family life was normal. Work was normal.
We started talking about what is this virus thing that's happening in Seattle, and is that going to affect us?
And then kawam, it exploded.
Okay, hi.
It's 7:29.
There was a lot of fear of, you know, hey, are we going to get this disease?
I don't want to get this virus and have it all end.
I had no idea that everything was going to stay closed.
Here's my chef coat.
If the general population is also in fear, then you as an immigrant community then also fear.
It's not all, hey, let's all be hopeful and we can get through this together. There's also a lot of anger.
It's really hard as a parent to say, okay, according to those guidelines, yes, you still can play with your friends, but that's not what we're going to do.
All this equipment is idle.
I'm basically stuck inside my room. How did a 17-year-old in high school, a senior specifically, in 2020 have to like deal with this entire thing?
So Sarah, we have Kia, the high school senior, and Reverend Roberts Mazur with us. We'll hear from them soon. But can you tell us about some of the other four voices who participated and what their experience was like over recent months? You speak with a restaurant owner and a nurse?
Yes. Angie Ruley is a restaurant owner who was set to open her restaurant called Bluefish in Elliott the very week that the pandemic really shut everything down. And she was a wonderful character because she really provides the roller coaster of emotions. I mean, she I don't think she ever expected this to be so long lasting. And so it's an emotional story that really unfolds with her over three and a half months. Marley Corrado is the manager for El Progreso supermarket. And she is a fascinating character because she is on the front lines of dealing with the COVID's impact on the food supply chain. She went through a rough time keeping her stock up and really took the lead in getting the word out to the immigrant community about what was happening and the constantly changing rules. Ronald Baker was the nurse that you mentioned. He's a nurse anesthetist at Carle Hospital, but he found himself really home more as a stay-at-home father dealing with being an educator, too, to his three young sons. So we really get the perspective of what all of us parents have gone through over 3.5 months with our kids, trying to find sanity and our own workspace. And finally, there's Cliff Mansfield, who is an oil producer in Taylorville, who gives us an impact of the virus on, farming and oil industry. So mm-hmm. Really important voices there.
Yeah, and you mentioned Marley Corrado, I think the name was, the grocer. We spoke with her on the 21st about her role in getting the word out to her community. You can find that on our website, 21stshow.org. Kia, I want to bring you into this conversation. You recently graduated from Central High School in Champaign, and I think you recorded your first video back in March, late March, early April. I wonder if you can talk about what was on your mind back then and if you thought you would, walk across the stage at a traditional graduation at that point.
Yeah, of course. So back then, like when I was recording my first video, I really didn't expect everything to kind of get all extreme. So like at the time, like it didn't really faze me. I was like, okay, I'm going to be out of school for like a month and a half. But I didn't really think it would go really all the way until now, June. I did think for a while that I would walk the stage just because, like I said, I didn't think for this entire thing to really blow up the way it did and escalate. It wasn't until about, I think it kind of like hit me about last minute in May, about like around the time of my graduation, or at least a few weeks, because that's when I was getting like more emails from the school about like other, like just other businesses that I subscribed to talking about like, the virus and how mm-hmm. everything's shutting down. And like some places, some businesses, like they just want to let their customers know, it's like, hey, like we're not opening back up, like stay tight, we're still here, or like, we're still open. And then for the school, it was more like, we're still monitoring this virus to see like how it's going to evolve, I guess.
Yeah.
And then to like keep giving us updates. And then around a few weeks before our graduation, I kind of got the email saying it was going to be postponed until July. And that's when it really hit me. I was like, I'm not going to walk the stage. And that's when the actual emotions of like sadness that I haven't been at school the past few months, or haven't been able to see any of my friends really, that's when that hit me.
So I want to bring Reverend Leah Roberts Mosier into the conversation. You're a pastor at Community United Church of Christ in Urbana. And I wanted to ask you what was going through your mind when you, as I understand, you started recording during Holy Week. What were your thoughts and expectations about what we were going through at that time?
Pastors often refer to Holy Week as Holy Hell Week. And so it was just, the volume got turned up on absolutely everything. I have colleagues who are out in Seattle. So I was aware that those folks were having to do remote worship and remote programming and right, because churches do more than just worship. I was aware that that was happening for weeks before we ever received word from public health that we were going to need to shift to remote worship and remote programming. However, we had made the choice to try to have a few folks spaced out in the sanctuary doing a live broadcast from there. And our last broadcast like that was on Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday, when I got home after having led worship in a mask, in the sanctuary, standing 6 feet away from musicians, and I felt awful. I ended up spending that whole afternoon on the phone with church leaders and staff people and colleagues trying to figure out what we needed to do. And then we shifted to being at home and having a whole team of people spread out all over Champaign and Urbana, but now actually spread out across the country because our college students have gone home. And worship happens with this team of people operating on Zoom and then pushing a live broadcast to Facebook. This is not something we covered in seminary at all.
Sure.
Not at all. If
you're just joining us, you're listening to The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking about American Portrait, a new storytelling initiative from PBS that asks Americans to send in video to create short documentaries weaving people's stories together. We're speaking with some of the people in Central Illinois who participated by documenting their experience in recent months. And speaking of documenting life, Kia, I want to ask you, there's a moment where you record yourself in one of these video diaries talking about what a moment in history you're living through.
I just kind of thought about it. I kind of always think of the big picture, and especially with how this pandemic is spreading globally, is like definitely going to be something for the history books, like no doubt. And I was like, kids are going to like learn one day about, you know, 2020 and the coronavirus and kind of how it affected everyone. And, you know, maybe seniors in the future at that time will read about how seniors in 2020, how anything so like your day could be simple one moment, but later the next day it can just be all chaotic.
Yeah.
So that's what a lot of like history is really, is like nobody expected things to happen or like things to escalate. And this is definitely one of those instances.
Let's listen to a clip from the documentary that addresses that very point.
Sometimes I'll like just stop doing whatever I'll do in the day and just be like, this is history. And like, I'm a part of it. How did a 17-year-old in high school, a senior specifically, in 2020 have to like deal with this entire thing? And it just, I can't wrap my head around it.
Every 500 years, there's some kind of massive shift, like a seismic shift in the way the world works. And my God, we are living through one of those right now.
Reverend Roberts Moser, you mentioned that this was a seismic shift we're living through. I wonder how you felt being able to document your experience during this time.
The work that I do is often sort of a mystery to people and very misunderstood in the public. You know, people meet me and they say, oh, you're a pastor. Do you pray all day? So it was, I really welcomed the opportunity to be able to document just this little chunk of my home life and my work life for folks to be able to demystify the work of clergy, but also to do it during this moment when churches had to make, well, we all had to make quick decisions on how to shift to be able to keep people safe and alive. Our church, we run a weekly feeding program called Jubilee Cafe. We also have the United Church of Christ campus ministry that nests in our building and we work really closely with that organization. So it wasn't just how do we do church and church life from home, but also how do we keep feeding hungry people when we can't have them in the building? How do we keep our volunteers safe? And then also how do we help campus ministry to think about and to shift their programming to be able to be done in this way, in this moment? It's a lot to think about.
Yeah. And I'm afraid we are pretty much out of time, but Sarah, just really briefly, in about 15 seconds, if people want to see the documentary, where can they watch it, either over the air or online?
You can watch it tonight at 7:30 Central on WILL TV. You can watch it Friday morning at 2:30 a.m. if you like that time slot. And finally, at Sunday, this coming Sunday at 4:30 p.m.
All right. That is Sarah Edwards, who's a producer of the American Portrait for Illinois Public Media. We also spoke with Reverend Leah Roberts Moser, Reverend at the United Community Community United Church of Christ in Champaign, and Kia Southerland, class of 2020 senior in Champaign at Central High School. And that is all the time we have for today. Our program is produced by Libby Foster, Anna Casey, and Ryan Wild. Eunice Alpison's our engagement producer. Our intern is Zainab Qureshi. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick's our news director. I'm Brian Mackey, and The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media.